Casting.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood, a beautiful day for a neighbor. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day in this beauty wood, a neighborly day for a beauty. Would you be mine? Could you be mine? I have always wanted to have a neighbor just like you. I've always wanted to live in a neighborhood with you, so let's make the most of this beautiful day. Since we're together, we might as well say, would you be mine? Could you be mine? Won't you be my neighbor? Won't you please? Won't you please? Please, won't you be my neighbor? Neighbor, welcome to this neighborhood. How are you doing today? I'm glad we can be together. Do you know what this is? It's called a suitcase because people usually put suits of clothes in it to carry them when they go to travel. But I'm not traveling. I'm just using this suitcase to bring some things to show you. Do you want to guess what might be in here? It's furry and brown. And some people like to sleep with it. And there are many different kinds of them in the world. It's stuffed bear. I know a lot of people who really love their stuffed bears. Speaking of love, sometimes people draw a big red heart as a way of saying love. In fact, if I wanted to say I love bear without using any words, I could go like this. Do you know any bears that you love? Well, there's something else in this suitcase that I'd like to show you. Put this bear right over here. You could sit right on the heart, bear. It's a bear costume, and I thought I'd just try it on. See how Mr. Rogers looks in a bear costume. Ever try on a costume? You know I'm gonna be inside here. This costume has a zipper on it too. Like a hat, isn't it? I'm somebody dressed in a costume. And this stuffed bear is something people made in a factory. Let's see, that may be Mr. McFeely. I asked him for something today. It is. Come in, Mr. McFeely.
Speedy delivery. A busy day today. Now, I have something for you here. Don't go away. No, wait a minute. Here we go.
How do you like my costume?
What? I'm so busy, I hardly noticed. You look like a stuffed bear yourself.
That's right.
Now, I have the tape here, how people make stuffed bears. That's
just
true.
What I hoped you'd bring.
Right.
Come on down a minute.
All right.
I have an idea. Would you have a chance to have a little time to put this on?
Oh, never too busy for a costume.
Good.
Alrighty, I'll put the tape right there. Oh, no, wait a minute. Can you hold my hat for me?
Certainly.
I just put this on.
Just wanted you to try the hat on there.
There we go. I feel a song coming on.
Oh, good.
That's what you get. That's what you get. A barely, barely delivery. A barely, 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 barely delivery. There you go. Speed delivery.
Good for you.
Well, here's your costume back. I'll put my hat on.
Thank you. Do you have time to tell us about that film?
I have a moment. I have a moment. Let's put it into picture.
All right.
How people make stuffed bears.
How people make stuffed bears.
That's right.
Not costumes, but the toy stuffed bear.
The toy stuffed bear.
Okay. How people make stuffed bears.
When people make stuffed bears, they start by putting these shapes on many layers of furry cloth.
You know, those shapes look like cookie cutters.
Oh, yes, they do. In fact, when this machine presses down on them, they cut through the cloth and form different parts of the stuffed bear.
Oh, I see the cutouts there.
Watch, she'll pull them out.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's parts of lots of bears, isn't it? Now what happens?
Well, all the parts will be sewn together. She's taking them to the sewing department right now. Now this is a leg. And it looks like she's about to add the bottom of the foot.
With her sewing machine.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
Sews the foot on.
What's this woman doing?
Well, she's going to put some soft white stuffing in the leg.
That stuffing looks almost like clouds.
Yes, it does. The stuffing is one of the things that make toy bears so nice to hug.
That's for sure.
Now, next, the stuffed legs are sewn to the front of the bear.
Hmm.
There it goes.
Oh, she works carefully, doesn't she?
Oh, she has to.
Looks to me as if she knows how to sew very well. Wonder if she's been sewing a long time.
Oh, I imagine she has. Oh, look. Now I think she's going to sew the front and the back together. Yes, that's what she's about to do. You know, it takes a lot of practice to sew that well.
Certainly must. You have to know exactly how to make the machine go.
Now it's time for the bear head to be made. Now this woman is making the bear head.
She sure has to take care to match the pieces before she sews them together, doesn't she?
Oh, she has to, so all the parts fit together.
Mm-hmm.
After the head is sewn together, this woman attaches the eyes.
Uh-huh.
There goes one.
Oh, but that's the inside, isn't it?
That's right, that's the inside. They put them on the inside, and watch what happens in just a moment. There's another one going on. She'll turn the furry side out. There you go.
Now it's starting to look like a bear. Oh, there. It really looks like a bear's head.
Now, the same woman who made the head will sew it to the body. She's getting ready to sew it. The head has to be attached in just the right way so it'll fit on the body exactly as it's supposed to. Mm-hmm.
Careful sewing to make a stuffed toy bear.
Yes, these women are real artists.
I wonder if she ever thinks of all the children who will enjoy the bears she makes.
Oh, I'll bet she does.
But most of it's done inside out to begin with.
Inside out? There's just a little more sewing to do. Now she takes a minute to check what she's just done. And at last, she turns it right side out. Now look.
Is that a leg?
That's a leg.
Two legs. Mm-hmm.
Let me see that.
Some arms coming out.
There goes the head. You'll see it in a moment.
Oh, yeah. By little, it's really looking like a bear, isn't it?
It certainly is.
It's not finished, is it? Doesn't it need some more stuffing?
Oh, just watch.
Okay.
The rest of the stuffing is put into the bear by this machine.
Oh, you mean that machine blows it in?
Blows it right in. There it goes.
It looks like there's some extra stuffing coming out the back. See it back
there? Okay, no. You'll see in a moment. This woman sews up the back so that stuffing won't come out, you see? Uh-huh. Next, a nose and a mouth are sewn on. Now watch this. It's a piece of thread going in to form the mouth. Other side.
And it's a smile.
A smiling bear.
Look at all those bears.
And finally, each bear is brushed and checked once more by this woman, and she makes sure everything is just right.
Sure looks mighty good to me.
And now the bears are ready for people everywhere to enjoy them for a long, long time.
To see how people make things. Thank you very much for that.
Oh, you're welcome. I thought you'd enjoy it. I'll take it back to the library now.
Good.
But I noticed over here there is a stuffed bear that looks something like the one we just saw on the tape.
That's right.
You know, it reminds me of the bear I had when I was a little boy.
Really?
I still think about that bear every so often.
Oh, yes. There are a lot of people who love their stuffed bears. I want to show you this. You know what that stands for?
For love.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people who love their stuffed bear.
Well, that's for sure. But people can't love unless somebody loves them first. Well, I have more deliveries. See you around the neighborhood.
Yes, Mr. McFeely. Thank you.
You're welcome.
For many
Bye-bye.
Things. Thank you for many things. People can't love unless somebody loves them first. Mr. McFeely is such a wise person. Well, let's have some make-believe. I get the trolley. Let's make believe that somebody is dressed in a bear costume like this, and nobody else knows who it is for a while. Ready for the neighborhood of make believe? All right, trolley, ready. Go.
Sally. It always seems to be on time.
Yes, real faithfulness.
Yes, and you, my dear, are you researching something special today?
No, as a matter of fact, I'm just planning a little fun.
Oh, that's lovely. Is it a surprise?
Yes, sort of.
I'll be on my lookout for it.
Remember, there's more than meets the eye in this life.
There's more than meets the eye in this life. Oh, Friday.
Queen Sarah, I presume?
Of course it is, dear. You don't have to be so formal with me when we're alone.
It's just my nature, Sarah.
Just one part of your nature, Friday.
That may be, but today I'm checking on how people are using their time.
I see.
And how are you using your time, Sarah?
Oh, I'm enjoying this beautiful day, Friday. Everything seems so fresh and new.
Certainly you must have something better to do than just enjoy the day.
Oh, I just love life, dear.
Well, some of us here have to work in this life. I'll see you later, Sarah. Oh.
Hello, Queen Sarah. Speedy delivery.
Oh, hello, Mr. McFeely.
It's a perfectly beautiful day, isn't it?
I thought it was a few minutes ago. In fact, I was just loving life.
Well, that's wonderful.
But evidently that's not enough.
Well, it's enough for me. It makes me happy to see people loving all kinds of things, especially life.
Are you going on a trip, Mr. McFeely?
Oh, no, this is a delivery for Lady Elaine Fairchild. In fact, I have to make it speedy to her museum.
And may you have a beautiful time.
Well, thank you, and keep on life-loving, Queen Sarah. Speedy delivery.
I do my best. Keep on life-loving.
Would you look at that? Hello there, Bear. Do I know you?
We may have met before.
Are you a friend of Lady Elaine?
You might say so.
Well, I have this delivery for her.
Just ring the bell.
Oh, I almost forgot. There's something very familiar about you, Bear.
I'm a friendly sort.
Well, I'm glad.
Hello there, Mr. McFeely. Who's your new helper here?
Well, this Bear is not mine, Lady Elaine.
Oh, who are you, Bear?
I'm a visitor.
Have you ever been here before?
Part of me has.
Which part of you?
The inside part.
Oh, you're somebody dressed up, aren't you, Toots?
Well, I wondered about that.
If you don't ask, you don't find out.
I guess there's some truth in that. Oh, incidentally, Lady Elaine, would you like your delivery?
Oh, sure.
Mind if I stick around for a while?
Oh, yeah, you can help with this decoration. That's what the delivery is, isn't it, Mr. McFeely?
Well, let's open up and see.
Okay. Here we go. Open up. There we go. Just what you ordered, Lady Elaine.
That's it. Oh. Yeah, just put it up anywhere.
Or anywhere?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay, now, Bear, you take that end. I need a little more here. I'll start on this side.
Oh, good. Yes, all over the place.
All over the place, Lady Elaine. All right.
Oh, it's good. All over the place.
Uh-huh.
All righty.
See the hearts? Heart, heart, heart.
There's one over here.
Beautiful.
Yes, look at that.
There we go.
Oh, that's really pretty. Oh, I like the way you've done that.
Mm-hmm. You're very someone good. I know, aren't you, Bear?
You might say so.
There's something very familiar about you.
Now, you know, this is just perfect. I think I'll just call it my Museum of Love.
Museum of Love.
Oh, that's it, Toots. I just felt like it for a change.
Well, it certainly looks good, Lady Elaine.
I'll say. Now, I'll need some more delivery, so will you please come inside so I can show you, Mr. McFeely?
Certainly.
You're welcome to come in, too, Bear.
Oh, thanks anyway. I think I'll just roam around.
Okay, see you later, Toots. Come on back.
All righty.
Yeah, just right around
here. You know, Lady Elaine, that bear sounds awfully familiar.
Yes, certainly does.
bears out here. Wow! Who are you?
Oh, I'm a bear. Who are you?
Oh, well, I'm X the Owl, and I live here, and Henrietta Pussycat is my neighbor. And are you the kind of bear who hurts owls and pussycats?
Oh, no. I'm a friendly bear. Oh,
that's good. Meow, 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 bear, meow. Oh, it's all right, Hen. It's a friendly bear.
Really?
Meow, meow, you say.
Oh, that's what the bear says.
Meow, stay meow side here.
Oh, I guess she's scared of new bears.
Oh, I'm sorry I scared her. I guess I'll go over and see Daniel Tiger.
He lives over there in that clock.
I know.
Say, Bear, I wonder if I know you.
I think you know part of me.
You're somebody dressed up in a costume, aren't you? Well, I'm going over and tell Henrietta that you're nothing to be afraid of. Something tells me you're even a friend.
Something tells me you're right.
You're just having fun, aren't you?
Uh-huh.
I'll see you later then, whoever you are. Uh-huh. My neighbor needs some cheer up.
Well, you're a good neighbor, X.
Thanks, Bear. Say hi to Daniel for us, okay?
Oh, I will.
Oh, thanks.
Farewell.
I'm coming over, Henrietta.
Oh, a new bear in the neighborhood.
Well, part of me is new.
Just part of you?
Yes, just the outside part of me.
Well, maybe you're not used to your fur yet. Maybe I could help you. You see, I've always had my fur.
You have really nice fur, Daniel.
Oh, you know who I am.
X the Owl asked me to say hi to you for him.
He has a lot of feathers.
And you have a lot of love.
Sounds like you do, too. Could I give you an ugga-mugga?
Oh, sure, Daniel.
I thought that was you inside, Lady Aberlin.
It was the ugga-mugga that did it, wasn't it?
It was the kind way you talked. I knew you were a friend.
I love someone, do you know who? Yes, I love someone who sounds like and looks like and does ugga-mugga like and loves like you.
I do too.
I'm going over to the castle to see if my family knows who I am.
You're always welcome at my clock, no matter what your outsides are.
Thanks, Daniel. I'm really somebody you know, Aunt Sarah.
So, that's your fun surprise, Niece Aberlin. Oh, here comes Father.
Queen Sarah and Niece Aberlin, I presume?
Correct, as usual, Uncle Friday.
And what happens to be your form of employment today, Niece Aberlin?
I've been surprising people by being inside this bear costume, sire.
Not doing serious research? Well, fa-la-la. One of you just loving life, and the other one dressing up in some transition objectivity. Perfectly ridiculous. Shape up and farewell.
Goodness, what's the trouble with Uncle Friday?
That was Lady Aberlin dressed in that bear costume. Lady Aberlin's costume looked like this one. But on the inside, it was somebody different. And of course, it's the insides of all of us that matter most. It's you I like. It's not the things you wear. It's not the way you do your hair. But it's you I like. The way you are right now. The way down deep inside you. Not the things that hide you. Not your costumes. They're just beside you. But it's you I like. Every part of you. Your skin, your eyes, your feelings, whether old or new. I hope that you'll remember, even when you're feeling blue, that it's you I like, it's you yourself, it's you. It's you I like. You I love. Put all of these in the suitcase. You know, every time I get ready to leave, I think about the next time we'll be together. That gives me a good feeling. It's such a good feeling to know you're alive. It's such a happy feeling. You're growing inside, and when you wake up ready to say, I think I'll make a snappy new day. It's such a good feeling, a very good feeling, the feeling you know that I'll be back when the day is new, and I'll have more ideas for you, and you'll have things you'll want to talk about. I will too. We always have lots of things to talk about, don't we? Lots of things to do and think about. You always make each day a special day for me. You know how? By just your being yourself. I'll be back next time. Bye-bye.
People who give the money to make Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood are the people who contribute to this and other public television stations and the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.